From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The financially crippled government of Ireland says that it's agreed to a rescue package from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. NPR's Philip Reeves says the terms will be negotiated in the next few weeks.
The announcement was made by Ireland's Prime Minister, Brian Cowan, after several days of talks with officials from the EU and International Monetary Fund. Cowan said he expected the deal to be finalised over the next few weeks. It'll include restructuring Ireland's broken banks, making them smaller. The size of the bailout isn't yet known. It will be very large, though, according to Ireland's finance minister, less than 100 billion euros. That's $136 billion. Ireland was once admired worldwide for its booming economy. It's now gripped by recession after a property bubble burst, leaving its banks with huge liabilities. The officials hammering out this deal in Dublin hope today's announcement will stop Ireland's crisis from spreading to other Eurozone nations. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Defence Secretary Robert Gates says the latest reports on North Korea's nuclear program confirm that it's not meant for civilian purposes. Matia Kabitsa in Santa Cruz says Gates told reporters in Bolivia he believes Pyongyang has nuclear weapons and has the potential to build more.
Robert Gates' comments came after an American scientist said that the North Koreans have shown him hundreds of new centrifuges they claim are meant to enrich uranium for nuclear power.
I mean, my view is the North Koreans have had an ongoing nuclear program and probably have some number of nuclear devices. An enrichment plant like this, assuming that's what it is, obviously gives them the potential to create a number more.
Secretary Gates said the existence of the plant came as no surprise, as it was fairly consistent with what he called North Korea's long-standing willingness to ignore UN resolutions and sanctions about its nuclear program. For NPR News, I'm Matia Kabitsa in Bolivia.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is joining the ranks of Obama administration officials, standing behind the Transportation Security Administration with its aggressive security measures, including full body scans at major airports, just as the nation heads into its busiest travel week of the year. Clinton, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says the extra precautions are reasonable in this day and age of terror threats.
Let's not kid ourselves. The terrorists are adaptable. They start doing whatever they can to try to cause harm. And when you have people who are willing to die in order to kill Americans and others, you've got folks putting explosives in their underwear. Who would have thought that?
John Pistol, the head of Transportation Security, softened his earlier position and put out a statement today saying screening procedures should be as minimally invasive as possible. He earlier had said passengers would have to tolerate sometimes uncomfortable screening in the name of safety. From Washington, this is NPR News. Authorities say a Delta flight headed for Moscow returned safely to New York's JFK Airport tonight after an engine failed. FAA spokesperson Laura Brown says the engine failed shortly after takeoff. No one was hurt. NASCAR crowned its season champion Sunday in Miami. Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports Jimmy Johnson is once again the winner.
For the fifth straight year, Jimmy Johnson has won NASCAR's season-long points title. The 35-year-old California native started the day in second place in the Sprint Cup standings, but beat first place Denny Hamlin in today's do-or-die season finale. Before 2009, no driver had ever won four straight season titles. Johnson broke that record last year and added to the record books this year. The all-time record for NASCAR titles in a career is seven, shared by Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt. Johnson drives for North Carolina-based Hendrick Motorsports. It's that organization's 10th title. Hamlin finished second in the point standings. Kevin Harvick was third. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
New York Congressman Charles Rangel's supporters gathered in Harlem today to rally other members of Congress to stand by him. Local leaders insist Rangel has worked hard in his long congressional career to support his community, and they're urging Rangel's colleagues in the House to vote no on a vote to recommend censure. The Democrat was convicted by fellow lawmakers on 11 counts of ethical wrongdoing. Former First Lady Barbara Bush says Sarah Palin should stick to her home state of Alaska. In an interview with CNN's Larry King that's scheduled to air on Monday, Mrs. Bush says she sat next to Palin once and thought she was beautiful, but as for her White House aspirations, she says Palin seems very happy in Alaska and should stay there. This is NPR.